Texte numéro 49. Join an ex-footballer's fight to change lives and break gang culture. It started with a drive shooting. Daniel Beckham was walking home when two men fired from a passing car. The 14-year-old died in hospital. Daniel's only crime was to live in the St. Anne's area of the city, whereas the gunmen came from the Meadows. Daniel was just unlucky. Wrong time, wrong place. Beckham's death was just the latest statistic in drug wars between rival gangs from inner city areas. Violence had been escalating since the early 90s. There was a shooting almost every week, and Nottingham was getting an unwanted reputation as the UK's gang capital. An ex-footballer who had played for the county team until age and injury caught up with him decided to react. No one was doing anything to tackle gang crime, he says. Youth clubs don't work with guns and knives, so I came up with a plan to form a football team from members of all three rival gangs. I reckoned if I could get them playing football together, there was a chance they would start talking to one another. They called the team Unity and started recruiting players by going down to each of the three council estates to meet gang members. Even if the youths loved to play football, they wouldn't have bothered to turn up for the matches in local parks, so Unity made them all wear shirts and ties to travel. If anyone refused, they got sent home, and the team played their first matches. Unity got off to a slow start, but everything changed after they played against Nottingham Forest. That made the BBC News and attracted the attention of Crime Concern and the Rayner Foundation. Unity now runs three programmes: seniors aged 17 to 25, juniors aged 11 to 16, and girls aged 11 to 25, and has more than 800 young people on its books. Football is the hook, but it's not Samuels's underlying aim. That is to break gang culture and give kids a chance to pick up qualifications and training they are not getting. Before every game, there is a compulsory session teaching anything from personal and social education, sex, drugs and domestic violence all feature strongly, to maths and English. For the older age group, there are training courses in sports, car maintenance and security jobs. Two-thirds of those who were involved in crime have stopped offending since coming to Unity. 92% of those enrolled in a qualification programme have passed, and 61% have gone on to further training, work experience or volunteering. And 78 are now earning a wage with semi-professional clubs. But Unity is now a victim of its own success. It has done more than any other organisation to reduce gang culture in the city, but it just doesn't have enough instructors. We desperately need more money to train people, Morris says. Adapted from The Guardian, December 2010.